A new study finds that people who are moderately overweight live the longest. Wow, does that mean we don't need to work out or eat so healthy anymore? Not really, says Deborah Kotz, the Daily Dose health blogger with the Boston Globe. She writes about it, and she joins us now live. Hey, Deborah.
Hi there.
You know, I giggled when I read what you said or wrote about learning about this new study. I think we all got a little happy, at least a little, when we heard about it. But does it mean we can throw caution to the wind and eat whatever we want?
Oh, yeah, no, I was really hopeful of that, too. But, and, you know, it's interesting because the way this is being reported is sort of like, you know, this is a clearly this is an association and this, you know, it was certainly done by a good research group. But in speaking with other obesity researchers, there were some people who had some real trouble with how this study was done. So I think there's real debate out there as to, you know, how much weight can we really gain as we age? What is a safe threshold? You know, is it okay to be a little overweight? And, you know, for most people, that's probably the case. But also, you have to really look at your own individual health risks. And, you know, even the study researcher herself told me that, you know, yes, they did find that being overweight and even being obese to a certain extent, you know, had some kind of lifespan shortening association. But she said that doesn't mean that these people were in better health. That the study was not designed to actually look at that.
Now, what are we talking about when we're talking about mildly overweight, height and weight?
Well, they were looking at people who were overweight. So if you're looking at, say, a 5'4" person, you know, the threshold for what makes them overweight, that is about 146 pounds is when you cross over, you're overweight. And it was all the way up to 203 pounds. So really, it's almost like saying it's okay to gain, you know, 60 pounds over the decades, and you'll still, you may have some life-protecting effects. But, you know, the study included, there were some methodology problems that some people pointed out, because previous studies have shown that as you gain weight, as you go from, you know, say 130 to 140 up to 170, that there's actually a linear relationship between how long you live, that you start to live less and less long, you know, depending on how your weight goes up. So I still think that this is an unanswered question in the research field, that they're still not quite sure, you know, how much of a role weight really plays in the lifespan, but that for some people with poor genes, you know, gaining those 5 or 10 or 15 or even 30 extra pounds can make a difference between whether they develop diabetes or heart disease or certain kinds of cancers, and we all know that those can be life-shortening.
You mentioned that there are some experts that are not exactly happy with this study. What are they saying?
Yeah, well, you know, there are some experts who say that the study was very well done and clearly shows that weight is not a be-all, end-all in determining our health. And then there are other researchers who are very well-respected in the field as well who say that, you know, no, look, when we did our studies and we excluded certain people, we found that weight really does make a difference. And as you add on those extra 5 or 10 pounds, we're seeing that life is shorter for these people. So, you know, I think that from my standpoint, it seems like they need to figure out a solid way to conduct these studies to actually get to this answer. But, you know, whenever you look at populations and you're trying to ascertain, you know, what is it that killed this person 5 years earlier than the other person, it's really hard to do because there are so many variables beyond weight, whether they smoked, how much they exercised, what their diet was like. And, you know, they try to control for these kinds of variables, but it's really impossible to take everything into account and really figure out how much everything weighs into an equation. So weight probably weighs in to some extent, but how much it does for each individual person is really unknown at this point.
Thanks a lot, Deborah.
My pleasure.
Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe.